brought to you by Penguin.
Tomorrow Will Be a Good Day by Captain Sir Tom Moore. Read by Derek Jacobi. Tomorrow will be a good day. Tomorrow you will, maybe, find everything will be much better than today, even if today was all right. My today was all right, and my tomorrow will certainly be better. That's the way I've always looked at life. Captain Sir Tom Moore, April 2020. This memoir is based on my own recollection of events, many long past. They may not always be exactly as others recall them. Any mistakes are my own. Dedicated to all those who serve on the front line of any battle, be it military, psychological, or medical, I salute you.
Prologue. I heard them long before I saw them, the throaty rumble of their Second World War engines reverberating in my hearing aids, as I sat outside on the morning of my 100th birthday, with a blanket draped over my shoulders to protect me from the April chill, and my face tilted to the sky. I spotted the valiant hurricane first, as it wheeled in from the west for my birthday flypast. Then came the Spitfire, that gutsy little plane that captured the hearts of the nation and came to represent the British spirit. As the aircraft came in low, directly overhead, their two young pilots from RAF Coningsby's Battle of Britain Memorial fight kindly dipped their wings at me before heading home. Raising a clenched fist, I punched the air and cheered, along with everyone else, thrilled to bits by this timely reminder of all that helps make this country great. It is this very gumption that I knew would get us through the coronavirus pandemic that held us all in lockdown. It was 80 years earlier that I saw my first Hawker hurricane, when three of them swooped low over our Yorkshire Valley on the day war was declared. I was 19 years old, and I remember thinking to myself, so this is what they mean by war. I saw more hurricanes and Spitfires later as a trainee soldier, both bravely fending off German Messerschmitts over Cornwall during the Battle of Britain. And it was Spitfires, 5,000 miles away out in Burma, that helped us defeat the Japanese as we rolled in to fight them with our tanks. As the relics of those dark days disappeared behind the clouds and my special birthday flypast was over, I turned to the film crews back in our garden in force and said, I can't believe all this fuss is for me, and only because I went for a little stroll. In fact, the previous 25 days beggared belief, because everything that had happened had sprung from what was started as a family joke when I was recovering from a broken hip. The idea for the fundraising walk that was to change my life first came to me a few weeks after I'd returned from another routine checkup at the local doctor's surgery and, as usual, had taken the staff some chocolates to keep them going. "You're such an inspiration, Tom," said Claire, one of my favourite nurses, after I told her I was considering ordering a treadmill. "I can't think of many 99-year-olds who'd be thinking about buying a running machine." "It's you lot who are the inspirational ones," I counted. "For all the patience and kindness you've shown me over the last 18 months, for the doctors who saved the life of my son-in-law, and for those who cared so wonderfully for my late wife, Pamela. I only wish I could do more." Claire's parting advice to keep mobile was what sparked my mini-challenge 2 weeks later, by which time we were all under lockdown. It was Sunday, the 5th of April 2020, the first really sunny day of the year, and my daughter Hannah and her family, with whom I live...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?